Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Quick reminder that on Thursday next week, April 7th, I'll be moderating another First Principles debate between Demos and the Ayn Rand Institute. This one ought to be fascinating. The topic this time will be freedom. For whom and from what? For example, freedom from worry about getting health insurance versus freedom to not buy a policy. Ronald Reagan, FDR, Martin Luther King all invoke the word freedom, but in such different ways. Free tickets are now available, and you can reserve your seat through our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. Reserve your free tickets to the Demos Ayn Rand First Principles Freedom Debate for next Thursday, April 7th, itsafreecountry.org. Now, as some of you will remember, a couple of months ago, WNYC's On the Media asked their listeners to help them with the Blow the Whistle project, and it totally worked. Here's a recap. Back in December, the Whistleblower Protection Enhancement Act was killed at the last minute in Congress when a mystery senator placed an anonymous hold, they can do that, on the bill, which prevented a final vote. The bill had popular support and actually had the votes to pass, but it never made it to the floor because of this anonymous hold. This was a bill designed to protect government workers from being punished for exposing corruption, waste, or illegal activity. So the project was to get you to help On the Media in conjunction with the Government Accountability Project to find out which senator killed the bill. Hundreds of people participated by calling senators' offices to try to get them to say whether or not they placed the hold. And they were able to narrow it down to just two senators. Brooke Gladstone, managing editor and co-host of WNYC's On the Media, joins me now to reveal those two names. Welcome back, Brooke.
Hi, Brian.
So who are they?
Okay, so there were three senators who still refused to comment, but we've eliminated one of them anyway. The three senators are James Risch of Idaho, John Kyle of Arizona, and Jeff Sessions of Alabama. They, three of them, have steadfastly refused to comment. We've eliminated Dish for a couple of reasons. For one thing, we know some of the backroom dealings now, thanks to our friends at the Government Accountability Project, and it seems that Dish wasn't involved with them. He basically is a new style Republican who basically opposes telling us because he believes in the secret hold. He thinks it protects senators against the tyranny of the majority.
So do these names surprise you, Kyle and Sessions?
Absolutely not. And the reason why they don't surprise us is because both Kyle and Sessions have put secret holds on similar legislation in the past. And of course, the holds did eventually come to light, but long after it made any difference.
Tyranny of the majority? You want to explain
that? You want to go back to Risch? Yeah, I actually have a quote from him. He says that, quote, a variety of rules, precedents, and practices have been established over the years that govern debate in the U.S. Senate. One practice allows senators to place holds on nominations and pending legislation. This is an important part of the project that protects, of the process that protects the rights of each senator, especially those in the minority. It forces thoughtful consideration and debate while ensuring members work together, blah, blah, blah.
That's in support of the idea
of a
this
secret
solo
hold.
Secret hold
but
on a bill.
But basically, in the case of the Whistleblower Protection Enhancement Act, this had unanimously passed both houses. Any consideration that was going to be done would have been done. The only thing is when it went back to the House, there was a tweak. A few minor provisions were removed. No language was added. And basically, it became a slightly softer bill. And since it was well known, our friends of the Government Accountability Project found out through the Republican cloakroom that it was a Republican that had put the secret hold on the bill. Why would they oppose an even easier, softer bill? It makes no sense.
So for some reason, either Sessions or Kyle thinks this is bad, either for America or for some interest they're protecting. Can you figure out who?
Well, here's the thing. It's probably both. because they've opposed it in the past. And this is, the thing is why don't they oppose it in public? Because this is essentially an anti-waste bill. It's an anti-money wasting bill, even more than illegal activities. It's things like, secret deals with different contractors, poorly designed weapons that are costing too much, that kind of thing. But actually, what we did find out is that the hold was placed because of a request from the Republican House leadership.
The Republican House leadership.
The House does not have a secret hold. The House had unanimously passed this bill and then passed the bill with the tweak, with the language taken out. So this, the person in the leadership went to the Senate and said, look, we don't want to publicly oppose this bill. Everybody in the House has passed it. Put the secret hold on in the Senate. Would you mind?
Again, why, as far as you could tell? That's the hard part.
This goes beyond my comprehension, unless there are certain construction deals related to government in certain states where, the contracts are benefiting local businesses. To be honest with you, I've gone way out of my level of knowledge now.
Okay. So, listeners, we're going to crowdsource this part of it to you. You can post this on our page, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Or we may have time to put a couple of you on the air. If you think you have a really good theory as to why the House Republican leadership would want to stop a unanimously passed Whistleblower Protection Act, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post it to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. You do go onto our page sometimes, stray from your on the media
absolutely.
Page, right?
I absolutely do. I just wanted to say one thing, which is that even though we didn't come down to one name, the Government Accountability Project says that this whole deal has had an enormous effect, that he has heard that Republicans who have used the secret hold before will never, ever use it again because of the light that we have shined on it, along with other reporters. We got reporters in several states to write editorials about it, and several newspapers have gotten behind it. It's the signal amplifier power of the show working across the media. He says he feels very strongly that when they reintroduce it, there will be no secret hold to kill it, and anybody who wants to is going to have to face the public and explain why.
This is the goal of our best journalism, isn't it? To shine a light on things in a way that it creates actual change from bad policies.
We don't even want to determine whether the policies are bad or good. We just want our elected representatives to work in public so that they can explain to us why those policies are bad or
good. Well, that's the bad policy that I'm referring to, actually.
Right.
Is the ability to place an anonymous hold when you're
right.
One person and the House and Senate have passed the bill unanimously. Can we believe the results? These senators, after all, were being hounded by regular people, not professional journalists. That's one of the pitfalls of crowdsourcing, even though you and I both really like crowdsourcing. We have to be realistic about its downsides. Isn't it possible people are being lied to or making mistakes?
There's always that possibility, but because the truth generally does come out eventually, being caught lying to your constituents is even a worse crime than hiding from them by using the anonymous hold. So we've got people on the record in every single congressional office that spoke to us, so we feel very confident that it is these two. I mean, we have a very high comfort level with it, but of course, there could be some surprise hanging behind the corner.
Let's get a couple of quick theories from listeners as to why, since we haven't figured out why, somebody would want to stop the Whistleblower Protection Act. Neil in Lower Manhattan, hi, our time is short, right to the point. What's your theory? We'll come back to Neil. Michael in Queens, you have a theory?
Yes, it's because people in the House and the Senate, they don't want to jeopardize their chances of being reelected for having canceled projects to cancel in the states and also in the districts, because if the project doesn't work or it's not efficient, they then lose jobs in the areas.
To protect their pork, because their pork, maybe some of them know their pork projects have problems. Bob in Woodside, do you have a theory?
John Kyle, He's not running again. He's announced that he's not running again. It's a what-the-hell move. It's an act of ultimate stupidity.
Thank you. You have an opinion about whether his lame duck status would lead him to do this?
It would certainly increase his comfort level, I would think, with taking this action. Sessions has done it in the past, but maybe not this time.
Let's go back to Neil and try again. Neil, what you got? Neil, what's your theory?
Hello?
Neil, real quick, what's your theory as to why?
Are you trying?
We're trying, but we're obviously failing. So I'm sorry, Neil. We've got about 45 seconds left in the segment, Brooke. People can hear a full on-the-media treatment of this weekend.
That's right. We're finishing it up with Tom Devine, and he will tell us much about the backroom maneuverings and what he plans for the future of the bill.
And is the hope that if you expose the senator, that they will feel compelled to lift the hold on this particular bill, in addition to stopping the practice in general for the future?
This bill is dead. It died in the last legislative session. They have to bring it up again, but they're bringing up the stronger one this time rather than the one that was weakened.
Do you have any other crowdsourcing projects in the works?
No, we have to make sure that they are steadfastly bipartisan, and this one was, and so we're on the lookout for other transparency-related ones.
All right, well, we've done this on this show before, and we'll help you do it. Listeners, we're going to crowdsource your next crowdsourcing project suggestions for the Brian Lehrer Show or on the media. Post them to our page with the inspiration of this successful Whistleblower Act anonymous hold crowdsourcing project from On the Media. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Brooke Gladstone, wow.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.